Back at the office, I ran his name through the National Crime Information Center. He was not helpful. Bruxall had been interviewed several times by the FBI and Miami PD in the aftermath of the armored car heist and the murder of Dallas Klein and the bank teller, but he had never been directly connected to either the robbery or the homicide. Of course, this was information I already had. He had been arrested in Flatbush for driving with an expired operator's license and fined once in the Crown Heights section of Brooklyn as a co-conspirator in the distribution of Irish sweepstakes tickets. His third arrest was in West Palm Beach, check this out, for littering. He had been sentenced to 6 consecutive Saturdays on a sanitation truck. If Bugsy Siegel had set the standard, Bruxall had fallen far short of the mark. But the hit I got on Lefty Thomas Leo Ragusa was another matter. He had done time both in Georgia and inside the flat top at Rayford Penn for assault with a deadly weapon, and had spent a year in the Broward County Stockade for criminal possession of a firearm, a charge that had been knocked down from attempted murder. It took me less than a half hour to find his old parole officer in Fort Lauderdale. "Tommy Lee Ragusa, you bet I remember him," he said. "He goes by Lefty now." "That's right, he boxed in Rayford. You got a real bucket of shit on your hands, pal." "Can you break that down?" "When it comes to Tommy Lee Ragusa, I'm not up to the task. I'll fax you a psychiatric evaluation from his file. Get this, that psych report came in before we had to cut him loose. It'll make you feel warm and fuzzy inside." The 2-page evaluation that came through the department's fax machine was a study in failure. Not simply societal and institutional failure, but the kind that reaches all the way back through the evolution of the species. After a long type description of Lefty or Tommy Lee Ragusa's psychological and behavioral problems, all couched in Freudian terms, the psychiatrist made this handwritten addendum at the bottom. "Medical science does not provide an adequate vocabulary to describe a man like this. He is probably the cruelest human being I have ever had the misfortune to meet. There is no element in his background, environmental or genetic, that would explain the dispassionate level of iniquity in this man and the level of pleasure he takes in injuring both people and animals. Frankly, I think this man is evil and should be separated from human society for the rest of his life. Unfortunately, that will probably not happen." This was the man now living in Acadiana, where parishioners still make the sign of the cross when they pass a Catholic church and cannot believe that an American president would lie to them. I went back to work on Bruxall and ran his name through Google. I found information there that told me far more about him and his present intentions than his criminal jacket